This is Stoicism, a guide to Stoic philosophy for beginners. Learn how to achieve modern life happiness with ancient wisdom. Written by Sharon Nash. Read by Matt Montanez. Introduction. I want to thank you and congratulate you for downloading the audio program Stoicism, a guide to Stoic philosophy for beginners. Learn how to achieve modern life happiness with ancient wisdom. This audiobook contains a detailed explanation of the philosophy of Stoicism in an understandable and relatable manner. For maximum enjoyment and complete understanding of this book, please read with an open mind. Thanks again for downloading this audiobook. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1. Stoicism. It's a philosophy. The word Stoic is used a lot these days. Picture the unsmiling man who shows little or no emotion in the face of disaster, or the woman that will keep it together even in the face of heartbreaking circumstances. That at its core is the general perception of the meaning of the word. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines Stoic as a person who accepts what happens without complaining or showing emotion. One who is largely unaffected by situations surrounding them. The philosophy of Stoicism is of similar beliefs and tenets. Stoicism, as a philosophy of Greek origins, is a school of philosophy that grew throughout the Roman and Greek world until the 3rd century AD. Its logic flows from a system that believes that we should not be affected by the situation around us. It simply states that as humans, happiness can easily be found when, instead of allowing our desires or emotions to control us, we accept the moment as it is and try to find the part we play in society and nature. Stoicism can also be described as one of the philosophies that champion inner reflection. It asks you to take those negative emotions and situations, reflect deeply on them, and turn them into thoughts and actions. Unlike most motivational works and methods of today, Stoicism doesn't try to change the negative to positive or tell you to live like the negatives don't exist. It posts instead that negatives exist. Accept them, reflect on them, but don't allow them to affect your overall outlook on life. The philosophy of Stoicism was founded as early as the 3rd century BC by Zeno of Athens. He thought that letting emotions rule you often led to errors in judgment. Stoicism, as a philosophy, doesn't bother itself with right and wrong. Such arguments only lead to emotions like guilt or pride, which it cautions you to avoid. At first, the original Stoic philosophers made Stoicism a religion, since they thought that
sample complete. Ready to continue?